From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we've got a dance party, techno pop from Germany, and a tale of revenge from China. We tell lots of tales about David Wiegand around here. he denies them all. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's open with a team of sonic adventurers. Something wrong. This don't belong. Water's coming in, water's coming in. House will fall, paper wall. That's music by No Twist out of Germany from their album Close to the Glass. Some people call this, I guess, krautrock. Sounds insulting to me, but they're really spiced with techno.
Yeah, they really are. This is an incredible group. They've been around since, I think, 1989 or something like that, and they sort of disappear between records. You don't really hear about them, and someone wrote about them sort of living in the shadows most of the time, and then they come out and they do this strange stuff. So they aren't terribly prolific, but when they perform, it's really interesting. Incredible kind of weird mix.
No Twist plays the Regency Ballroom tomorrow night. The Frameline Film Festival is back for its 38th year, and the festival is showing a documentary this year. It's opening with a documentary that the founders perhaps could never imagine they would present, a film about the successful battle to overturn Prop 8 in California.
That's right. The film is called The Case Against 8, and it really does trace the entire battle from the position of people who were opposed to Proposition 8 from the beginning all the way through to the Supreme Court decision. It's quite amazing. It's quite interesting, especially when you see the legal proceedings, and it's one of the real highlights of the film festival, which features something like 214 films from 30 countries over 11 days, a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I liked a delicious-looking feature film called Eat With Me about a Chinese family, a gay son, and food. And it features George Takei. Frameline opens Thursday with the premiere of The Case Against 8 and continues through June 29th at the Castro, the Roxy, the Victoria, those are in San Francisco, and the Elmwood in Berkeley. Now for a sample of what you can hear if you attend Ojai North.
I said in my book, sonata forms, but to really understand sonata well.
That's an excerpt of a rehearsal recently of The Classical Style. It's a brand new sort of opera by Stephen Stuckey with a libretto by Jeremy Denk. And the piece opens the Ojai North Festival at Cal Berkeley, led by, in fact, the pianist, Mr. Denk.
That's right. He is this year's music director of the festival. This is really a something for everyone sort of performance with people like the Uri Kane Ensemble doing Mahler Reimagined. The singer from Pink Martinis, Storm Large, will be performing as well.
Yeah.
As well as music by Janacek, Haydn, a lot of variety in this really amazing festival that goes over 4 days.
Yeah, the fourth annual Ojai North Music Festival under the auspices of Cal Performances begins on Thursday at Hertz Hall on the Berkeley campus, continues through the following Saturday. The American Conservatory Theater opened a new play this week, one whose story is about 1,700 years old, The Orphan of Zhao. This is a British poet, James Fenton's adaptation of an ancient Chinese tale. An emperor is slaughtering his own people. A minister objects and pays with his life, but his son survives to avenge him. It includes, as one of the performers, SF native and Tony winner B.D. Wong. And this is an epic kind of musical melodrama. I don't think everything worked. I saw it last night, David.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got an amazing story, melodrama and kind of Greek tragedy all layered together. The Orphan of Zhao continues at the American Conservatory Theater through June 29th. Now, here's a show for those who really, really want to dance. Music you might hear at Indie Slash, a dance party once a month led by DJs Danny White and Rance. And Indie Slash is celebrating its 9th anniversary. Are you going crowd surfing?
Yeah, actually, no. I'm probably going to be at Symphony tonight. But still, this is a really cool thing. It sort of operates a little bit under the radar. It is the 9th anniversary party tonight. The dance party started at the Attic, and that's where they played until 2010. Then they moved over to Amnesia. And the DJs are as likely to dance as they are to spin records. So, you know, have a lot of fun and crowd surf and all that kind of stuff.
The Indie Slash Dance Party 9th Anniversary Edition is tonight at Amnesia in San Francisco. And a shout out now for that funny, funny lady, Chelsea Peretti. She's one of the stars of the TV series Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, and I like her almost as much as I like Andy Samberg on that show. She is funny and she's from Oakland.
Chelsea Peretti is at the Palace of Fine Arts tomorrow night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.